Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, April 23rd, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, Romans 5:20 so far sounds like this. Now the law, that's the Mosaic law, came in. This is our special verb, pares erchomai, as a minor actor to play a minor role, in order that the transgression, Adam's original sin, might increase. Now there is nothing wrong with the Mosaic law. It came from God. It is absolutely perfect. Minor actor, therefore, does not mean that the Mosaic law is no good or is flawed in some way. Minor actor does not mean that we can reject the Mosaic law. And we saw the Apostle Paul in Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Meganoita. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin, singular here, the sin nature, except through the law. For I would not have known about the lust patterns of the sin nature, if the law had not said, thou shalt not lust. That's the 10th commandment. Exodus 20:17, Deuteronomy 5:21. So if it were not for the Mosaic law, Paul would not have understood the sin nature with its lust patterns. And then point five, so while the Mosaic law is a minor actor on the stage of life, it is holy and righteous and good. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Now that brings us to point six. All of that is in the first part of the Mosaic Law. There are three parts, Codex number one, the commandments, Codex number two, which presents the Lord Jesus Christ in shadow Christology and soteriology, and Codex number three, establishment truth for the nation. All of that's included in the Mosaic Law. So, point six, the Mosaic Law also reveals the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in shadow form, shadow Christology and soteriology. That's codex number two. So codex number one points out that we're all sinners and need a Savior. Codex number two points out who that Savior is. And therefore, the Mosaic Law receives an Oscar for the best supporting actor in human history. Seven, the imputation of Adam's original sin to the genetically formed sin nature at physical birth, resulting in spiritual death and condemnation, is increased through the Mosaic Law's revelation of personal sins. So point seven, the imputation of Adam's original sin to the genetically formed sin nature at physical birth, resulting in spiritual death and condemnation, is increased through the Mosaic Law's revelation of personal sins. So we have now the law, Mosaic Law, came in as a minor actor to play a minor role in order that the transgression, Adam's original sin, might increase. And now the rest of the verse. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is the post-positive conjunction de, plus the adverb who, plus the nominative singular of hamartia with the definite article, plus the aorist active indicative of pleonazo, plus the nominative singular of charis with the definite article, and then we have the aorist active indicative of huper periselvo. Now that ought to sound familiar, kind of familiar. Huper periselvo. That's a verb. There is an adverb that we have gone over many times from this pulpit. Huper ek perisu. Huper ek perisu. Perisu abundantly, ad ek superabundantly, huper ek superabundantly. Infinitely more. Ephesians 3:20. And he is able to do for you and bless you with blessings infinitely greater than you could ever ask or think. Huper ek perisu. Now that's what God has for you. If you're living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, that will be reality right here in time. Huper ek perisu in your life, infinitely greater than you could ever ask or think. That's what God has in his plan for you. And he will give it to you. All it takes on your part is positive volition and humility. And that is live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the filling of the Spirit, fulfilling the command, keep on being filled or empowered by the Spirit, keep on walking by the agency of the Spirit. And then fulfilling the command, 2 Peter 3:18, keep on growing up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So spiritual skill number one, the filling of the Spirit. Spiritual skill number two, the teaching ministry of the Spirit. When you fulfill that, you execute God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. And then God will pour out, free to pour out, down that grace pipeline from justice on one end to imputed righteousness on the other, greater grace blessings for time. Greater grace blessing for eternity. Infinitely above and beyond. Huper ek perisu, beyond all you could ever ask or think. That's the adverb. We don't have the adverb here. We have the verb. Huper perisu. So, we start out with the post-positive conjunction de. Now we had it as a transitional particle earlier, but not here. Now we get it different. Now we have it as the conjunction of contrast. Conjunction of contrast. Death sets up a contrast between the increase of Adam's sin with the super increase of the grace of God. This is cool. Sets up a contrast between the increase of Adam's sin with the super increase of the grace of God. And then we have who. And of course you know that, and we're in Greek, not Hebrew, but in Hebrew, who is he is she, and me is who. But we don't have Hebrew. This is Greek. This is a different who. You know, and I felt, I knew when Randy said, have you all know the song? You know, you got to understand, you got to know your congregation, Randy. You know, the thing, only thing they ever read growing up was Mad Magazine. That's all they that's all they know. And so if you'd have had a song in there from Mad Magazine, yeah, they'd have stood up and sung it themselves, you know. Who? one. Literally, who is an adverb of place and means where. Literally. The literal use of who is an adverb of place meaning where. Two, however, figuratively, which is what we have, who does not indicate an actual place, but the circumstances. So figuratively, who does not indicate an actual place, but the circumstances. Three, personal sins multiply and multiply in the human race. But the grace of God is super abundantly greater than the increase of personal sins. Personal sins multiply and multiply in the human race, but the grace of God is super abundantly greater than the increase of personal sins. Four, every personal sin of the entire human race has already been judged, already been poured out on Jesus Christ on the cross and judged once and for all. Five, this is truly grace that is greater than all our sins. And that's another great hymn. This is truly grace that is greater than all our sins. And then we have, hey, hamartia. H-A-M-A-R-T-I-A. Hamartia is the Greek word for sin or miss the mark. In the singular, it's the Adam's original sin. And then pleonazo. Pleonazo. And pleonazo is the verb that means to increase or to multiply. To increase or to multiply. That is, one, Adam's original sin performs the action of increasing, multiplying, resulting in personal sins multiplying and multiplying and multiplying throughout human history. So Adam's original sin performs the action of increasing, multiplying, resulting in personal sins multiplying, multiplying, multiplying throughout human history. Two, the longer human history continues, the more personal sins increase and multiply. The longer human history continues, the more personal sins increase and multiply. So far, but where sin increased, multiplied, and then we have hey, charis. There's the definite article. And the best word that there is, charis. Grace. Grace. And this is hey, charis, the grace, the grace of God. Operation Grace, the cross. And then this special verb, huper periselvo. Oh, boy. Let's try it again. Write a little smaller. Hooper, Perry. Aha. H-U-P-E-R, P-E-R-I-S-S-E, U, long O, Hooper Perry Sewell. Now this verb is not found in the Septuagint or other Greek versions of the Old Testament, including the Apocrypha. It is not found in Greek writers before the Christian era. And therefore, it is very likely that this verb, huper periselwo, was coined by the Apostle Paul. The first time we have it in Greek is with the Apostle Paul. Huper periselwo, probably coined by the Apostle Paul, which is not surprising. God the Holy Spirit guided the absolute genius of Paul to coin this verb that would teach perfectly the principle that grace is greater than all of our sins. So the Apostle Paul, under the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, coined a very special word, huper periselwo. So, one, this verb is only used two times in the New Testament scriptures. Both times used by the Apostle Paul. It's used in our verse, Romans 5:20. It's used in our verse as an intransitive verb. And then in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 4, it's used as a transitive verb. So it's only found two times in the New Testament scriptures, both times by Paul, once as an intransitive verb, Romans 5:20, once as a transitive verb, 2 Corinthians 7:4. Two, when huper periselwo is a transitive verb, it means to cause someone to overflow with something. It means to cause someone to overflow with something. That's used as a transitive verb. Three, but when huper periselwo is used as an intransitive verb, as it is in our verse, then it means to be present in greater abundance or to be present in superabundance. This is how it's used in our verse, as an intransitive verb. To be present in greater abundance, to be present in superabundance. So the corrected translation, but where sin increased and multiplied, grace increased in superabundance. All right, now verse 20 sounds like this. Now the law, the Mosaic law, came in as a minor actor to play a minor role in order that the transgression, Adam's original sin, might increase, multiply. But where sin increased and multiplied, grace increased in superabundance. I love that verse. This is great. Okay, that's it. Let's go. How can you improve on that? All right, let's take a look at some things that the Word of God says about the Mosaic Law. First of all, point one, the Mosaic Law is divided into three parts. Probably the best description is Codex number 1, Codex number 2, Codex number 3. Well, what is that? Well, in the English translation, the Codex number 1 is called the Decalogue, Codex number 2 is called the Ordinances, Codex number 3 is called the Judgments. Codex number one is the Ten Commandments, or the Decalogue. And you have this in Exodus 20. Turn over to Exodus 20. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus 20, we can start at verse 1. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. First commandment, verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven, heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Well, that characterizes our world today. They hate Jesus Christ. But showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. The third commandment, verse 7, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animal, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day, and therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The fifth commandment, verse 12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You know, one of the signs of the times that we're in the last days is there's children do not honor their mother and father. This is having the greatest respect for your mother and father. Respect them. And your mother and father, they love you. They want the very best for you. But when they see you making bad decisions, living in Satan's cosmic system, when they see you on the edge of falling off the cliff and crashing and burning, then they'll take you aside and talk to you and tell you, this is wrong. You need to turn around. And that child should look at his mother and father and say, thanks. Thank you. Thank you for loving me so much that you pointed that out to me. I know you did this because you want the best for me. And that is honor. Honoring your father and your mother. But today, children just attack mom and dad like it's all your fault, rather than recognizing that you are the product of your own bad decisions and it's your fault. And and there were times my father disciplined me severely. And at the time he disciplined me, I didn't appreciate it. But then I became a believer in Jesus Christ and grew up in Bible doctrine. As I did, I realized that all that time that my father and my mother disciplined me and my brother Don and Mike and Dave and Judy, it was because they loved us very, very much. They wanted the best for us. And that we were making bad decisions. And I realized how much my father loved me. And I, when I was at WSU, attending Bethany Bible Church and growing in the Word of God, I realized I had never thanked my father for all of the time he spent to take me aside and show me where I was doing something that was very wrong. So I sat down and wrote a long letter. I wrote a long letter and sent it to Dad, and just thanking him and saying, Dad, thank you. Thank you for all those times you loved me so much that you took me aside and spanked me and disciplined me. I know, I look at that and I see how much you truly love me. And I respect you for it. I thank you for it. And that is the attitude that young people should have toward their parents or mother and father. Not attacking them and blaming them, but respecting them and honoring them. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Sixth commandment, you shall not murder. Seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. Eighth commandment, you shall not steal. Ninth commandment, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. Tenth commandment, you shall not lust. Lust for your neighbor's house. You shall not lust for your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, or his ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. The Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. Now, from this, what do you learn from this? You better not lust for Daria's jackass. I'm not talking about Tim. I'm talking about May. May. That's her donkey. Mule. Excuse me. Got to get that straight. Codex number one is the Ten Commandments or the Decalogue, Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17. A couple of things on that. Codex number one makes it clear that we are all sinners and that we need a Savior. Codex number one makes it clear that we are all sinners and we need a Savior. And we studied that in Romans 3. Turn over to Romans 3. Romans 3, starting at verse 19, Romans 3:19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world held accountable to God. And therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin, that we are sinners and that we need a Savior. Verse 21, but now a righteousness from God apart from the law, the works of the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. So Codex number 1 makes it clear that we are all sinners and we need a Savior. Romans 3, 19 to 22. 2. If it were not for the Decalogue, the Apostle Paul would not have understood the sin nature with its lust patterns. Romans 7, 7. If it were not for the law, the Decalogue, the Apostle Paul would not have understood the sin nature with its lust patterns. Romans 7, 7. 3. So the Decalogue teaches that we all have a sin nature with lust patterns that produces personal sins, and therefore we need a Savior. So the Decalogue teaches that we all have a sin nature with lust patterns that produces personal sins, and therefore we all need a Savior. 4. The Lord Jesus Christ taught what is the greatest of all the commandments in Matthew 22. And turn over there and we'll close with this morning. Matthew 22. The Lord Jesus Christ taught what is the greatest of all the commandments. Matthew 22, start at verse 34. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, and one of them, an expert in the law, the Mosaic law, tested Jesus Christ with this question. Teacher. Now this is an expert in the Mosaic law. He doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He's an unbeliever. He just calls him a teacher, didaskalos. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. What is that? What are these commandments? For virtue love. Virtue love brought to completion in your heart. That's Codex number 1. All right? With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us with what we studied this morning. May it become a source of blessing and happiness in each one of our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.